SBS Radio.
The Migration Alliance has backed Immigration Minister Peter Dutton's call for a review of Australia's citizenship test. The Alliance, Australia's number one migration site, says the review deserves strong bipartisan support. We have been privileged to have Ms. Leanna Allan, founder and secretary of Migration Alliance, to help us understand what exactly this means. Good afternoon, Leanna.
Good afternoon, Louis. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. The minister last week told various media outlets that the citizenship test should be less a trivia quiz and more about determining whether people can demonstrate that they share the societal principles that make Australia so successful. What do you think about that declaration?
Well, I agree with the declaration, and I think that the minister has made the point in many cases, particularly when people are coming from the Middle East, that country of origin records can be quite unreliable. And we really need to rely on the word of the individual when we're looking at that. So that means we have to be more careful about our questioning, and we certainly should demand a higher level of evidence to support people's assertions about their behaviour. So in my view, that evidence should be sought as much as possible prior to arrival. So that would usually be via Form 80, which looks into the history and the character of the person prior to their arrival. But there really is no acceptable excuse for it not to be gathered in the period after applicants begin living in Australia.
Do I read an undertone that people from the Middle East, because of the current situation relating to terrorism and everything, undergo a special sort of, you know, evaluation before they are allowed into the country?
Well, everybody would go an evaluation, but what we're looking at is we've had a year which has really begun after the foiling of a Christmas terrorist plot in Melbourne. We've had horrifying news of an Islamic State-backed massacre in a nightclub in Istanbul. We've had the situation which happened previously in the Lindt Cafe with Man Monis. And I think that it's both the right and responsible thing for Australia to question and discuss the objectives of its citizenship test. So it's about Australia being vigilant now and weeding out the minority of people that might act to harm Australians or seek to rip Australians off.
Right. The minister has indicated that he wants to change from a trivia quiz format into a psychological evaluation system that would tell the personality and potential, you know, outcome of that person instead of a knowledge test. Is that how it's going to be?
I'm not sure how it's going to be, because whatever it will be obviously put into legislation and potentially gazetted. But I think what he's suggesting, and I can't put words into his mouth, is that there will be more pertinent questions along these kind of lines. I think his position is reasonable. Like any of the psychological tests that would be put to a potential citizen, I think what the psychological test would do, if it is implemented, is show to the applicant for citizenship that Australia and its government now and always has had, but more so now, has a clear responsibility to do whatever it is in its power to ensure that those who are granted citizenship are not past, present or likely future lawbreakers.
I'd like to put a twist into the whole system. One of the handicaps that we have been having on people coming from the Middle East is because of their religion. Islam religion finds itself difficult to merge and most likely accept the norms of Australia as it is. Wouldn't that be a problem?
It could be a problem. My experience is that people of the Islamic faith and Muslims, the large proportion, in fact, the vast majority of these people are integrating very well into the Australian culture and into our system and into our education. They also speak English. So my experience, having dealt with Muslims, I have lots of migration agent members who are Muslims, and their family members and their extended community networks are Muslims. I have wonderful Muslim friends, and they have very much integrated into their life. If we are talking about Islam, we would really only be discussing that very small, tiny group that would be linked to Islamic State or any of those organisations. like Islamic State, and the vast majority of Muslims reject those people.
So it's a minor problem when it comes to this test. Okay.
It is a minor problem. We're talking about very few people. In fact, there are people from England and throughout Europe and throughout Southeast Asia and the Pacific who would fail the citizenship test because whilst they might not be Muslims, they would fail on the basis that they might not pass the character test, or they might be part of an extremist organisation, they might be from a violent bikie gang. So there are a lot of different ways that people might not pass the citizenship test, and I wouldn't like to limit it to people who may have links to terrorist organisations.
Okay, that's great. We have been speaking with Ms. Leanna Allan, founder and secretary of Migration Alliance. Thank you for all your thoughts, Leanna.
Thank you very much, and happy Australia Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.